All right, so that was kind of neat. Here, I'll tell you why. Because once again, we had a little issue with a lady cop this time, same town, telling us we're harassing people. All I did was go and talk to a modern pastor who came on the sidewalk to talk to me. And then she came up with her dog and said, "You're harassing people." And I said, "No, we're not." And I said, "Your police force doesn't know the law and they don't know how to handle free speech. We're not talking to you." We turned around and walked away. And she was still saying stuff as we just walked away. She has no reason to detain us, to approach us. But here's the cool part. Brother Cool, what's the cool part? Just found the organizer of this event. Big guy in a sports jersey. I had given him a gospel card earlier. And I said, "Are you one of the organizers here?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "Thank you." He goes, "Why?" I said, "You didn't hassle us." I said, "We didn't hassle people." I said, "You let us have free speech." He goes, "You're good, man." I said, "Thank you, sir. I appreciate that." So I made a good connection with him. And I told him about two of the three police we ran into were running us off for no reason. And he said, "Oh, that's not right." He said, "You're fine. You're not doing nothing wrong." So that is what Paul talks about. Be at peace with all men if you can. We couldn't be at peace with these police officers because they just want to run us off. Let's go this way, folks. Brothers, sisters. They wanted to run us off. And so we can't be at peace with them, but we do find people that we can be at peace with and say, "You know what? We mean no harm. We're just preaching," like that event organizer. So if we ever come back to this event, that organizer is going to remember us. And he's going to go, "I met those street preachers," right?
Yeah.
And he's going to go, they were really nice to me and they didn't hassle anybody. They weren't doing anything with anyone. So I just wanted to make this audio at the end of this festival. We're leaving now. Once again, another cop telling us lies that we're harassing people, standing on a public sidewalk, talking to people that can turn and walk away from us. Brother Kuo, could that Episcopal preacher turn and walk away from me anytime he wanted?
Anytime he wanted.
Was I holding his hand? Was I chasing him and following him?
No.
I was standing on the public sidewalk in front of his little booth. That's what they didn't like, and I exposed him. You can check it out. Oh, we better go this way, brother. We can check it out. You can check it out on the audios and videos we'll be putting up. So just a little teaching in trying to have peace with all men, but it's not always possible. Paul said, "If possible." And so I tried that today. So glory to God. The truth go out today, brother?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Sister Amen.
It did.
Did the truth go out today?
Yeah.
Hey, come here. How many people did you get to talk to and have decent quality witnessing at this Latino Fest in Muscatine, Ohio?
A handful of them.
Awesome.
Yeah, and lots of gospel cards.
Awesome. Praise God. Good job, brother and sister.
Thank you.